Now, when you think of homeless people, what do you think about? Someone sleeping rough, someone with drug or alcohol addictions, maybe someone with mental health issues. Would it shock you to know that according to the audit office, there are currently around 12,000 homeless households desperately waiting for a permanent roof over their heads? Now, that means families, children, babies facing Christmas without a place to call home. It's Homeless Awareness Week. Our reporter Nicola Weir has been speaking to two families who are facing an uncertain future. Jane, it's not her real name, is being evicted from a home she's lived in for 8 years with her 7-year-old daughter and 1-year-old son. Why? Because her boiler is broken and the landlord says he cannot afford to fix the heating.
I'm going to have to just stay with friends and family. Just around Christmas time, it's terrible for the children. Because my big girl doesn't, like, she's asking where... Is Santa going to know where we're going to be? My children love living here. So many memories in this house. And it's just, it's a terrible upheaval for all of us, from me till the youngest. You know, my wee boy's now out of his routine of being in his cot into my bed because his room's too cold, and went through the whole crying stages of getting him into his room. And it's a nightmare. My wee girl's coming into me. She's freezing, crying in the middle of the night. You know, it's terrible.
And this is really no fault of your own?
No, none at all, no. No, all due to the boiler being an old system and not being replaced.
So you're having to be out of this house in the next 24 hours. What have you been doing?
Packing up everything. 8 years worth of stuff. Terrible. It's just everything. Packing it up, dumping, not knowing storage are coming to, or removals to take the stuff to put in storage tomorrow.
Where are you heading tomorrow?
My friend's. My friend's house. And she has 2 children of her own, and it's going to be hard. So it is. Especially because my wee boy will be confined to a pram for sleeping in.
So where are you and your little girl going to sleep?
On her settees, and the wee boy in the pram.
What is this doing to your family?
It's affecting us a lot. It is, because we don't know where we're going to be, and I'm going to be a burden on people when it's Christmas time, it's family time, it's their family time, it should be my family time. You know, I want to spend it with my wee family. You know, and I know I'm so grateful for people letting me stay, but I just want normality, just for my children.
And what have your children said to you? Because they're obviously aware there's a suitcase in the hall here. Yeah. What have they said?
My wee girl's very upset. She's scared where she's going to move, who's going to be beside her, are they going to play? You know, just, and basically she's more worried about where Santa's going to come. Is he going to know where we are? I made a house a home. And that's, I have to go and try and do it all over again.
Don't let that go past you, what's been said there. A 1-year-old baby sleeping in a pram. A 7-year-old child sleeping on a sofa. All because a heating system has broken down. And that's just one story. Here's another. Mary, again not a real name. She's been living with her partner and 3 children. They're 12, 9 and 2. In a 2-bedroomed hostel flat for 18 months. She's at breaking point and her family is suffering.
My wee boy's that depressed with it, that he's actually said that he doesn't like coming home from school. My wee girl's behaviour's getting out of hand. It's too stressful, even on my relationship that I've been in for 15 years. It just seems, I don't know, just feels like I've been lost in the system somewhere.
What has it been like living here in what is effectively a hostel with yourself and your partner 15 years and your 3 children?
Terrible. The kids aren't allowed out to play. To go out to play, they have to have an adult with them. Like, they're 12 and 9. They're not babies. There's an internet room. They can go down there and play. But they have to have an adult with them, so they kind of feel like they're in a prison, as if they're being punished. If I had a home, my kids would be out playing, they would have friends. My kids don't have friends. That's not normal for children. All kids should have friends. Mine don't.
I know you're finding this very difficult and it's very emotional, but you said there about your child, and that's your 12-year-old boy. He's expressing that he doesn't want to come home and he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah. he doesn't want to be here. He gets counselling. And it was actually the school that had informed me of it. I knew he was down. He doesn't want to go out. I keep trying to get him to go out and go even up till his friend's house, but he doesn't want to. I feel like when he comes back here, he feels like this is his prison. This is where he's supposed to be. It's not normal for a 12-year-old. It's really not. Even for me, when I come in to M Gates, I feel like I don't want to leave again. It's very hard to get yourself up to go to a shop or something. It's, once you're in here, you feel like this is where you're meant to be. You're not supposed to be outside. It feels like a punishment. Yes, the housing offered me another hostel accommodation, but why should I move my kids from pillar to post and mess with their mental health even more? It's not fair. It shouldn't be like that. Once I move out of here, I want to be put into a home. I'm not going into another hostel with my kids. No, I don't want that kind of life for my kids.
And what about you? How's it affecting you?
It's affecting me really bad. It's my mental health again. There's another word. Constantly down, don't want to go out, don't like facing people, constantly moody, constantly arguing with the kids because we're in such a tight space, we're constantly on top of each other. You know, it's just one thing after another. And that's like my wee boy said, is this just all bad luck? Is this all life is? What's the point in it?
Because you've tried to make a home here, because I've walked in, you've got a lovely Christmas tree up, you've tried to put stickers in the windows, and there is a festive feel as you come in here, because I suppose you have to try and make this space a home.
Yeah, I've no other choice. I have to make it home. Like, you can see there's no pictures, there's nothing, it's just basic, but I'm trying my best. I keep it clean for my kids. Other than that, there's nothing else here for them or me.
That's just really sad. Really compelling interviews by Nicola Weir there with those two families. The housing executive have said that they have priority need for a house in their area of choice. However, there's high demand, there's low turnover. The family have been offered a number of properties but have declined them. Paul McCusker is the SDLP councillor. My goodness, Paul, that's a desperate situation for a family.
Desperate, Stephen, and there's many more families every day presenting homeless, and not just in Belfast, but right across Northern Ireland. This particular family, just an update, I have contacted the Children's Commissioner to look into this particular case, because we've got three children staying in one room. If that was a social house, that wouldn't be allowed. So there needs to be questions answered around why three children are being expected to stay in one room in a hostel. When temporary accommodation is allocated, there's no time scale of why, you know, how long a family or a person would stay in a hostel. This family in particular have stayed there 18 months. I've been working very hard with them. They have been given offers, but they've been unreasonable. So the housing executive, I don't...
What type of offers are unreasonable?
Well, they've been offered two hostels and also a high-rise flat. So, I mean, you've got three young children. A high-rise flat is totally unreasonable. And going from one hostel to another hostel is totally inappropriate as well. But I believe, Stephen, that the housing executive aren't painting the real picture of how critical, what crisis we're in at the minute, with not just for families, but homelessness in general. I mean, there's many, many families present every day to the housing executive and can't be allocated beds and be told to come back tomorrow. Families been put up in B&Bs most recently. So there's a real crisis moment, just not for families, but homelessness. And until someone steps in and listens in the absence of a government, these people, lives are going to continue to be in misery.
Well, Paul, thank you very, very much for sharing that with us. And obviously it's an issue that we're going to need to drill down into a lot more.